This news update's being brought to you by Stone Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Deckerville and Bad Axe. As well as Huron Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, your Auto Value Parts store with a greatly expanded product line. An AVS Broadband and AVS Tech team serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider. Go to AVS Broadband and look to the AVS Tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at this hour's news. A motorcycle and Amish buggy collided Tuesday evening at the intersection of Germania Road and Cleland Road in Sanilac County, prompting an emergency response after early reports indicated multiple victims were unresponsive in the roadway. At 5:12 p.m., a call came across the Huron County scanner requesting Bingham Township Fire Department to assist Sanilac County units for a motorcycle versus Amish buggy crash involving three individuals in the road and unresponsive. The severity of the initial report led to a request for a medical helicopter, which was later canceled as ground crews continued treatment and transport. Responding agencies included the Michigan State Police, Sanilac County Sheriff's Department, Bingham Township Fire Department, and Sanilac Fire Department. Authorities have not yet released the conditions of those involved or details on what caused the collision. The investigation still remains active. In Huron County Circuit Court, Matthew Shears received a 12-month probation sentence and 180 days in county jail. The charges involved fraudulent use of a building contract fund and issuing a non-sufficient funds check of $500 or more. Shears, a self-employed roofing contractor, entered no contest pleas. Defense counsel stated Shears' business grew unmanageably, contributing to the issues. An employee impersonated Shears, taking deposits for roofing jobs. Shears paid over $60,000 in restitution to affected parties. One victim reported paying Shears $50,000 up front for building supplies that were never ordered. He also noted the restitution did not originate from Shears directly, but rather from his grandparents. The court imposed standard probation conditions, including completing the Thinking Matters program and prohibiting contact with the victim or builder's first source. Shears faces fines and fees, including a $1,000 fine in one case, and is eligible for work release and must report to the county jail by 7 p.m. Monday evening for a 180-day jail sentence. And in Huron County Circuit Court, before Judge Prill, Jeremy Lee Tun, in a status conference, confirmed the defendant's decision to proceed to trial. The trial is set for September 22nd. Defense counsel Kyle T. O'Mara indicated a potential request for investigator funding. One of the victims addressed the court, seeking an opportunity to speak about the incident. The court directed her to communicate through the prosecuting attorney's office, citing judicial rules that prohibit direct court interaction outside of formal court proceedings. And we'll return right after these words from our sponsors.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Hi, this is Rick Kasiba from Heron Auto Parts. Why choose us over the competition? Because we don't just sell parts by looking at a computer screen. I've been repairing everything from power sports and cars to small engines and even race cars since high school. Put my four decades of experience to work for you when you step into Heron Auto Parts and get the right part the first time. Most of the time, the part is on the shelf and ready for you to take home the same day. And if not, I can usually get it by the next. At Heron Auto Parts, we understand. Surface is the difference. We get it.
Huron Auto Parts and Bad Axe has multiple generations of experience providing parts for anything with an engine. Whether you're point A to point B driver or pro, Huron Auto Parts has the knowledge to make sure you get the right parts the first time. And if you're a farmer, your machinery is your lifeline. With Huron Auto Parts and Bad Axe, in most cases, they have the parts in stock on the shelf or can get it the next day, so that if and when a breakdown happens, you'll be back to work in no time. Huron Auto Parts, 203 Southport Crescent in Bad Axe.
And we're back with a look at more news. A U.S. appeals court issued a stay today on a contempt case regarding federal deportation flights. The legal challenge centered on the procedural handling of specific transit routes used for international removals, which has been previously flagged by lower courts. The decision provides the administration with more time to present evidence regarding the logistics and legal authority of the flights. For now, the stay prevents the immediate imposition of fines or further legal penalties against federal immigration officials. And Prime Minister Sharif arrived in Saudi Arabia today as part of a multi-country tour that includes Qatar and Turkey. The objective in the mission is to broker a resolution to the conflict between the United States, Israel, and Iran. The Prime Minister is pushing for a restart of formal negotiations, with some reports suggesting that a new round of talks could potentially take place in Islamabad. Diplomatic sources indicate that regional leaders are concerned about the wider economic impact of a prolonged naval blockade. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Stone Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Deckerville and Bad Axe. And here on Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, your Auto Value Parts store with a greatly expanded product line, as well as AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider. Go to AVS Broadband and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection, because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
AVS Broadband is now hiring a customer care representative. Apply for this and other job openings at avci.net/careers.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.